Donald Trump hush money trial to begin with all jurors seated. By Christina Wong on April 22, 2024. Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan is set to hear opening arguments on Monday after a full jury of 12 jurors and 6 alternates were seated on Friday. Trump took to social media the night before, posting on Truth Social. 4 years ago I was a very successful and popular president of the United States and, in November, went into an election where I received more votes, by far, than any sitting president in the history of our country. Unfortunately, the election was rigged and stolen, and our once great country has quickly become a nation in serious decline. Tomorrow morning I report to a New York criminal court for a trial on, somewhat ironically, election interference, ruled over by crooked Joe Biden's DOJ, before a corrupt and highly conflicted judge. A failed Soros-funded district attorney who didn't want to bring this case, which could have been brought 8 years ago, but wasn't, in an almost completely Democrat district. Virtually every legal scholar and expert says that there is no case, no crime, no nothing. It is a sham that should not have been brought, except to try and damage Biden's political opponent, me. See you tomorrow morning. He added. The corrupt Soros-funded district attorney, Alvin Bragg, who has totally lost control of violent crime in New York, says that the payment of money to a lawyer for legal services rendered should not be referred to in a ledger as legal expense. What other term would be more appropriate? Believe it or not, this is the pretext under which I was indicted, and that legal scholars and experts cannot believe. It is also the perfect crooked Joe Biden narrative to be stuck in a courtroom and not be allowed to campaign for President of the United States. Democrat Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has charged Trump with 34 felony counts for allegedly falsifying business records he argues was an attempt to cover up a $130,000 hush money payment through his then-lawyer Michael Cohen to adult actress Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Bragg claims that Trump classifying the payment as a legal fee was an attempt to hide a violation of campaign laws and amounts to a felony versus a lesser violation that might otherwise face a fine. The jury of 7 men and 5 women will decide whether that is a convincing argument. The jurors and alternates were selected after a week-long process where they were questioned for potential biases and on whether they could be fair and impartial. Despite the high-profile nature of the case, which also could have bearing on the upcoming 2024 presidential election just months away with Trump leading in crucial swing states, the trial has already taken on a circus-like atmosphere outside the courtroom. A man on Friday accusing Trump and President Joe Biden of being fascists set himself aflame. He died over the weekend. The first witness expected to testify, according to reports, is David Pecker, a longtime friend of Trump's and former chairman of the American Media Incorporated, publisher of the National Enquirer. Pecker allegedly helped to broker the hush money deal with Daniels. He will be questioned on conversations he allegedly had with Trump. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.